of the Roanoke Public Library,
1910 to 1997. In the early part of 1910, the need for a library became apparent. Several prominent women from the community of Roanoke decided to take the initial steps towards forming the first library. They began by composing a committee from various women's organizations in Roanoke. An invitation was issued to all women of the town who were interested in this project, and as a result, 31 names were secured for charter membership. Florence DeLong, chairman pro tem, appointed a committee of five to draft a constitution and bylaws, and on February 5, 1910, the idea of a library for the town of Roanoke became a reality. In the beginning, the method used to obtain books was a gift day. The first such day was held in March 1910 and netted 42 books. The only other means to support was the library club's annual dues of $1 per member and gifts from generous Roanoke merchants. Lecture courses, suppers, and bake sales were also used to raise money. Sorry about that. The original home of the library club was a rented room upstairs in the E.E. Richards building on North Main Street. Rent was $4 a month, and Mr. Richards donated the electricity. The library club, in the following years, occupied rooms in the Wasmuth Grimm IOOF, S.B. Guinness building, as well as Roanoke State Bank, when it was located on the corner of 2nd and Main Street. During the early 50s, the Board of Trustees of Roanoke constructed an addition to the fire station located on 3rd Street to house the town hall and library. In November of 1920, after the selection of a 7-member Board of Trustees, the library club was turned over to the town of Roanoke. Original board members were Mr. D.A. Wasmuth, Arden McCoy, Mrs. Faye Davison, Ms. Milo DeLong, Mrs. Addie Kuntz, Mrs. Cora Wilson, and Mr. L.D. Ward. Funding for the now public library came from taxes paid by the residents of Roanoke. The first budget approved was for $528, and an annual fee of $1 per year was assessed to township residents for use of the library. The first librarian appointed was Mrs. Faye Davison. She was paid a salary of $12 a month. Her successors included Ms. Milo DeLong, Elizabeth DeLong, and Edith Block. Mildred Winchester became the first certified librarian of the Roanoke Public Library. Wilma Pence was appointed librarian after Mildred's retirement and served in that position until it became mandatory to hire a certified librarian. Joanne Heil agreed to become certified and was hired on August 1, 1973. She was director of the Roanoke Library until her retirement on December 31, 1997. In September of 1975, bonds were issued by the Roanoke Town Board to purchase a building that would provide updated facilities for the fire department, town marshal, town hall clerk, clerk treasurer, and the library. The winter of 78-79 saw many hours of volunteer labor by the library trustees, families, and friends who donated their time to paint walls, sand, and stain the book stacks. 8,000 volumes were moved from 3rd Street to its present home on Main Street in April of 79. The same year, the library was awarded the 1979 Library of the Year Award from the Indiana State Library. The Friends of the Roanoke Library was organized to assist with fundraising projects for the benefit of the library. They support such programs as the summer reading programs. Through their many fundraisers, they were able to purchase a new copier, magazine rack, and additional book stacks. In the late 80s and early 90s, the library became computerized. The first computer was purchased with assistance from Friends of the Library. Grants were written by Dennis Wilson and Joanne Heil to secure 3 additional computers and a fax machine. One of the grants allowed the library to convert the Roanoke newspapers to CDs for preservation. Also, it is now possible to put the card catalog on computer. Because of the dedication of the librarians and trustees, past and present, countless individuals and businesses, the commitment of a community to its people, young and old, is reflected in the Roanoke Public Library. Okay?